Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Presidential address tonight at 8 p.m., talking about the end of United States military participation in Iraq. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, we want to welcome in 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. I want to talk about the Enbridge oil spill and the use of some undocumented workers. What can you tell us about this?
Well, that is the allegation. There was a company that called Hallmark, not the card company, the greeting card company, but a company that bussed workers from Texas as a subcontractor to Enbridge Energy Company that hired workers as independent contractors, which first is questionable, and they did not check their legal status. And it is alleged by someone who actually talked to a number of the workers that they were here illegally. They were undocumented. And mysteriously, after those allegations were filed by a member of the press, they all disappeared and jumped on a bus and apparently went back to Texas.
Were these highly skilled technicians performing jobs that no one else could have performed?
These were people wearing hazmat suits cleaning oil from the Kalamazoo River, which is a hazardous material. But here's the issue, Jack. There are hazmat-trained local workers mm-hmm. who have been clamoring for this work to clean their own river. These are folks that are unemployed in our state with a 14% unemployment rate that want work. They want to feed their families. And Enbridge has been unwilling to hire them. Now I know why. They've been busing workers up from Texas, workers who are at least alleged to be undocumented, illegal workers. I have asked the Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis, to immediately investigate. I have also asked Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator, to immediately investigate not only whether these workers were here legally, but also whether the proper safety equipment has been provided to these workers.
Are you convinced these allegations have merit, or is it too soon to make that assumption?
Well, I'm concerned enough to ask for an investigation. I don't have the ability within my office to ask for papers. What I will say is that the company, Hallmark, sort of used a loophole to not ask for them to complete an I-9, which all employers have to request that new employees fill out. That requires them to prove their legal status. So it is highly questionable. You know, one way or another, our local workers who are hazmat trained have not had an ability to clean their own river and they have a chance to earn a living to feed their own families.
Does this sound at all to you like the situation in the Gulf where BP has hired some people from outside and left those in Louisiana sitting at the dock?
Well, it does. I'm not an expert in terms of, you know, who is doing the cleaning in the Gulf, but you know, I have paid close attention here, and when I have people who live in the communities that were affected, Marshall and Kalamazoo in Battle Creek and in the Kalamazoo River area, that have not been able to get work, that in itself is concerning to me. And I know that there are a number of these workers that are hazmat trained and hazmat certified. And they have been trying to get work, and it's doubly concerning to me when I find out that there are allegations of undocumented illegal workers working on the site shipped up from Texas.
All right. Tonight is a very important night, Mark, as you know, with President Obama giving an address and talking about the imminent end to the United States military participation in Iraq. The death toll of U.S. forces now stands at 4,427. That is roughly 50% more than were killed in 9/11. More than 32,000 wounded. And the latest numbers I saw this afternoon, a national survey said 72% of American people said that this engagement was not worth it. We haven't had numbers like that since Vietnam.
Well, and I want to be very careful. When we talk about worth, I want to make sure that, you know, we are honoring all of our men and women in uniform who fought there.
Absolutely.
They followed their commander. The commander-in-chief, unfortunately, violated a very basic trust, and that is not to deploy and put our men and women in the uniform in harm's way unless the cause is just. And I think we all know by now that that was not the case here with Iraq.
Right.
You know, I tragically lost a number of young men from my district in Iraq, but President Obama is doing what's right. He is not just keeping a campaign promise, which is what I think voters expect, but he is doing what's right. He is withdrawing our troops. All combat troops have been withdrawn, and it's up to the Iraqi people. And the Iraqis need to settle on a government there. They need to stand up for themselves and provide security for their own country. And that's what the American people expect. That's what's right, and that's what's fair.
I don't know that we have a similar clear-headed strategy right now in Afghanistan, but I can tell you that after 9/11, there was as close to unanimity in this country as I have ever seen. I wasn't around during World War II.
Right.
But this country was headed in one direction.
Right.
And now that has certainly fallen apart. But whether it was the initial plan and the reasons behind that, or the search for weapons of mass destruction to some of the strategies. And once again, I am saying nothing at all negative about those who have served this country with distinction. I'm talking about some of the choices that have been made. And as we look back on it now, it's almost impossible not to shake your head.
Well, the former president, President George W. Bush, you know, fabricated and cooked intelligence and took our country into a war under false pretenses. And we're, you know, connect the dots here, Jack. We're still paying for it in the effort in Afghanistan. I mean, this President Bush was right initially by going after the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but then President Bush diverted our resources into a fight in Iraq that should never have been fought. And, you know, I'm up for re-election, and I want the voters in my district to understand. And there was a debate right at the end of the last campaign where Tim Walberg, who I defeated, said the weapons of mass destruction are still out there in the desert. We just haven't found them yet. I think people need to ask Tim Walberg if they're still looking or whether he will acknowledge that the fight was in Afghanistan, not in Iraq. And I went to Iraq about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and I saw what the Taliban are doing there and what the Al Qaeda are doing there. That's where the terrorists are, and you know, it's just our country lost thousands of our military men and women, and put us further behind in the effort in Afghanistan to go after the people that. That attacked us on 9/11.
Well, I guess a lot of people are wondering to what end 4,427 fatalities later. I suppose the goal is always to protect United States interests and the safety of its citizens, but I wonder whether that was really the right way to go about it. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And
Jack, it's a pleasure.
We'll follow up on this Enbridge investigation.
We will keep you posted.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back with much more. Our final segment, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.